Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. With proxy season in full force, the Heard on the Street podcast welcomes SEC filings expert Michelle Leader to discuss the biggest themes among proxy filings. Coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague David Riley. Good to have you, Dave.
Good to be here, Miriam.
We have Michelle Leader, an expert on securities filings and the founder of Footnoted, on the line to talk to us about proxies. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Miriam.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Michelle, we're in the middle of proxy season right now. These are annual filings that give us a ton of information about things like executive compensation and insider stock holdings. What are some of the big themes that you're seeing as these proxy filings start to come out?
So we're seeing a lot of really interesting things in the proxies right now. I mean, the deadline for a lot of companies is April 30th. And so obviously April 30th is a Saturday. So tomorrow really is the big day.
Friday.
Friday, yes, the Friday night dump. I'm sure we'll see Yahoo's proxy tomorrow evening. I can, if I was a betting woman, I would bet on that one.
That should bring some interesting new facts about compensation.
Yes, exactly. So the thing that really is interesting about the proxy is that it has a lot of really, you know, interesting, sexy, if you will, details. Now, I know a lot of people don't think about sex in SEC filings, kind of a hard swallow there, if you will. But, you know, the fact is that, you know, that's where you see compensation details. That's where you see stuff about perks and, you know, how much people are spending on corporate jets. And so it's kind of an interesting filing, you know, to get into.
So it gives you a different sort of information than the company's annual report, what's known as the 10-K.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the annual report, you know, also is a great document as documents go. But, you know, it's really the headline stuff, the stuff that people tend to be more interested in is going to be a proxy filing.
Right. So what are some of the things that have been jumping out at you so far?
Well, we're seeing some, you know, very hefty severance figures, you know, for executives coming and going. You know, big compensation numbers. You know, one of the things that we notice, you know, obviously no secret, the energy industry has been really, you know, decimated over the past year. And yet we're seeing some very hefty numbers for compensation coming out of some energy companies. You know, Devon Energy, for example, large energy company, the CEO's compensation was over $21 million last year, which was three times higher than what he got in 2014. And yet the stock is down 50%.
Is that something you're seeing with a lot of energy companies, that the payouts aren't, you know, seemingly keeping pace with the downward movement in the share prices?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you can make an argument that you don't want it necessarily to correspond, you know, directly to the stock price. But, you know, still there should be some correlation between if the stock price, you know, if the stock price falls sharply, then the people at the top should also feel some of the pain.
I mean, if you're an investor in one of these companies, you're not feeling too happy when you see that you're not being rewarded, but yet these executives are, I guess.
Exactly, Miriam, yes.
Although I guess the one counter to that would be it's easy for people when, you know, you're in a bullish environment, but it's actually people really earn their money when everything's falling apart.
True. You could make that argument too, Dave.
I mean, I guess with energy you can make that argument because it's sort of an exterior factor. It's not something that has to do with how I manage this company that's, you know, but with a company like Yahoo, for example, you know, a lot of that is within management's control. But, you know, I have a feeling that we're not going to see compensation having fallen much, you know, when that proxy comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it may very well come out today. I don't know. But it hasn't come out yet. And, you know, the deadline really is tomorrow at 5:30. So
speaking of tech, is there anything else notable that you've seen from the tech world in the proxies?
Yeah, I mean, we saw, you know, Google has not filed its final proxy. One thing to keep in mind is companies can file what's called a preliminary proxy, and then they file, this may be getting a little too geeky, but like a pre-14A, and then there's also a def-14A. That's the definitive proxy statement, the final proxy statement. And just to really, you know, confuse people, some companies actually file neither, and they file an amended 10-K that includes proxy-related information. So, you know, we're seeing some of that. You know, for example, Facebook did that. So Facebook has not filed either a preliminary proxy, as of last night, had not filed a preliminary proxy or a final proxy, but they did include information on Mark Zuckerberg's compensation in a filing yesterday,
And that
which
was
was
pretty
amended.
relevant too, given that Facebook issued a new or announced that they're going to issue a new class of stock, which will allow Mark Zuckerberg to sell shares without diluting his holdings in the company.
Exactly. So, and you know, what was interesting there is like a lot of tech executives, you know, Zuckerberg is only taking a dollar in compensation, but what the filing showed was that he had $4.3 million in personal security as part of his total compensation.
So he's doing okay.
So, well, I mean, you know, it's interesting. So the company argues, and we've seen this in a lot of companies that provide extensive security services. And, you know, not to, you know, point too lightly, I don't know what it's like to be, you know, an executive at that level, you know, and what, you know, realistic threats somebody might, you know, face. But usually that includes like corporate, you know, personal, you know, travel on the corporate jet. It includes, you know, personal security, like, you know, big strong guys, basically. You know, it could include a special type of vehicle, a special type of car. So all of those things are tend to roll in. And the companies usually argue that those are business expenses because, you know, if something, God forbid, happened to Mark Zuckerberg, that would be a real problem for the company. And so they argue that that's a business expense, but they're still disclosing it.
I think we're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.